ABC Radio Australia.
This week, the rebel army fighting against Indonesian control of the West Papua region has been accused of using child soldiers, which, if they're younger than 15, is considered to be a war crime under international law. Several media outlets have released photos showing young boys clutching guns and have reported that the West Papua Liberation Army has also admitted that it does have children within its ranks. Here is Sebi Subom. He's a spokesman for the Liberation Army, but he's based in PNG, speaking with Radio New Zealand.
Why are young freedom fighters fight against Indonesia? Because they was born in the jungle.
So he has defended the practice of using children as soldiers, but he says there is just a handful of children involved, and also that children have been used for the decades since Indonesia took control of the region after a referendum in 1969. Now, violence in the West Papua region has been in the spotlight in recent months with gunfights and between the Liberation Army and the Indonesian military. At the same time, momentum for political independence for West Papua is building amongst some in the Pacific, with the umbrella pro-independence group, the ULMWP, formally applying to become a full member of the Melanesian Spearhead Group again. It's an issue, though, that has split the MSG in recent years. The ULMWP already has observer status within the MSG, while Indonesia is an associate member. Now, the MSG is a group whose full members include Melanesian countries of PNG, Vanuatu, Fiji and Solomon Islands, but also the political group in New Caledonia that's pushing for independence of that territory from France. That's the FLNKS. And it was the MSG's recognition of the FLNKS in New Caledonia that largely prompted those pushing for West Papuan independence. Here is the chairman of ULMWP, Benny Wender.
Symbolic, but same time, the West Papua is in the region, and also Melanesian leaders are capable to dealing with this issue, like, you know, Bougainville or Kanaki and other issue, regional issues. So that's why we believe that West Papua issue is the Melanesian issue, is the Pacific issue, is a regional issue, and that the Melanesian leader could play big role to solve the West Papua issues. These five countries are represent, they are member of the United Nations. They can bring this issue to United Nations to review what happened in 1969. That's what our aim. If we become a full membership, like a Kanaki, Melanesian leader also raised this the Kanaki struggle to decolonization and bring some of the issues to decolonization to list it. So that's why we believe that when we become a member of the Melanesian Spear Group, there we have a lot of opportunity.
That is Benny Wender. He's the chairman of the United Liberation Movement for West Papua. Now, Vanuatu, in particular, of the Melanesian nations, has been pushing for action on West Papua, and it's lobbying not just MSG members. Here's its envoy on West Papua, Laura Linney.
Vanuatu government intention is to bring forward to the United Nations General Assembly, especially to the Decolonization Committee, on the issue of self-determination for West Papua, and is also pushing and lobbying and negotiating for support in regards to the human rights issue that is currently happening in West Papua. So Vanuatu government has been negotiating and lobbying internationally with other members of the United Nations and also the ACP and also in Europe. We are also lobbying with the Pacific Island Forum members, and also we continue to lobby with the Melanesian Spearhead Group. So the Vanuatu government is still very much in support of the application by ULMWP, and will be bringing this to the attention of senior officials and also foreign ministers and the leaders of the MSG, the upcoming MSG leaders meeting.
That is Laura Linney. She's Vanuatu's envoy on West Papua. As you heard there, she says they're going to bring the issue up at an MSG meeting with leaders from the different Melanesian countries. But when that meeting, or even if there's going to be a meeting this year, is yet to happen, is not yet confirmed, nor is what will happen to the ULMWP's application for full membership of the MSG, because attempts to contact the MSG's office in Vanuatu by Pacific Beach have been unsuccessful so far. far. Now, Fiji and Papua New Guinea have also been rather reluctant to shift their positions on West Papua, given their relations that they have with Indonesia. But with a new prime minister in power in PNG, the chairman of the group, Benny Wender, hopes there is some mood for change.
Now, we hope that new prime minister will carry on their legacy that previous prime minister always outspoken. So that's our belief. But the rest of the other Melanesian leader, we hope that this is situation in West Papua in worse and worse.